sorry that I was gone for so long. I stopped to see my parents, and you know how my father likes to go on and on and on about everything happening in the family business. Apparently, some shopkeepers got it into their heads that the protection money we asked them for was a bit too much. Of course, my cousin Marco. You know him, right? You met him when we were with my family last Christmas? Anyway, he had to go and sort things out. Oh, goodness. I'm so sorry. I can tell by the look on your face that I did it again. I know that you hate hearing about my family's work. I was just rambling on again like an idiot. Please, don't worry. He only had to hurt one of them. And he will be out of the hospital by the end of the week. Pinky swear. I promise. I'm going to have my father forgive them for the trouble if it'll make you feel better. You know I would do anything to make you happy. That's something you wanted to talk to me about? What do you mean? You're leaving me? We have been dating for 4 years, and you're going to leave me because of what? My family isn't perfect enough for you? What happened to you saying, I'll love you forever and ever, no matter what? Does that not mean shit to you? How could you fucking do this to me? I love you. We're perfect for each other. And you're just throwing that away? What?
Too many people get hurt.
They had it coming. We give them simple rules and they don't follow them. How's that my fault? No, don't go. Okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You know that I did not mean it like that. Of course, I don't want people to get hurt. It happens sometimes. Oh, you can't go. You can't. I love you. I love you so much. We were made for each other. You've made up your mind. Well, so have I. And you're not leaving. No, I'm not getting out of the way of the door. And if you're as smart as I know you are, you're going to sit back down. Right now. Why? Well, if you don't, I'll have to let my father know that you broke my heart. And then, well, Marco might have to have a chat with a few more people. Not you, of course. I never hurt you. But some of your friends. Maybe your family, too. Of course, we wouldn't want that, right? I know I never want to. I mean, I can't imagine how sad it would be if anyone hurt one of your friends. But if you broke all of your promises to me, I think I'd be too distraught to stop them. You don't want me to be distraught, right? That's right. Sit back down. I think it's time we lay down some ground rules. Since clearly I'm the more caring one in this relationship, and I'm going to have to teach you how you're supposed to show your girlfriend you love her. Rule one, when your girlfriend, that's me, in case that got lost somewhere in your gorgeous head, asks you to do something, you do it. Rule two, you never, ever, ever betray her or her family. Got it? This is for your safety, honey. If you didn't listen, I would be so, so sad. We don't have to talk about what happens then, right? Oh, good, you're getting it. Now, come on, your girlfriend needs you in the bedroom. Come on. You know what I'm saying. Don't act stupid. It doesn't suit you at all. We, you and me, are going to have sex. Got it? And I'm going to remind you just why you love me so much. Good. Now let me just get these pesky clothes out of the way. Come on now. You're not going to leave me waiting here, are you? With my tight little body aching and shivering in the cold air. Get those clothes off and lay down on the bed for me. I'll show you exactly how much you mean to me. There we go. That's the man I love. So good and compliant, aren't you? Whatever made you think you should leave all of this behind? I'm perfect for you. I know exactly what you want, even before you do. I love this dick. You never actually want to leave me, right? You were just a little bit scared, and I'll make sure you never need to be scared again. As long as you treat me right, you'll be safe for the rest of your life. No one would dare touch someone protected by my family. And if they did, I would personally make sure they would never walk again. See? Can't you feel how much I love you? How much you mean to me? I would kill anyone who came between us. That's enough of that. As much as I love it. Wouldn't want you to finish too early, right? See, I think it's time I show you how much I care about you. Let's get you inside of me. No. No condoms. I know you've said before that you're not ready for kids, but, well, we hadn't made our little rules before. You know, the ones about treating me right. And you wouldn't want to break our rules, would you? Good. Now, let's get this beautiful cock into me. I'll just lift myself up and lower myself on you. Yes. God, your cock fits me perfectly. Isn't that another sign? Oh, God, it feels so good. So much better when there's not that pesky protection getting in the way of our love. And I know, whether you admit it or not, that you love it too. You love knowing that you're gonna pump me full of your cum, fill me up, and give me a beautiful baby. Let's get to it. Oh God, yes, this is perfect. Oh God, you are perfect. Oh yeah, keep going harder. I know you love it. Can you feel me clenching you? My body knows that you're the one for me, and it doesn't want to let go of you either. This is where you belong, underneath me. Do you see? Do you know that trying to leave me was never the right answer for you? You love me! Are you getting closer? I can feel you twitching in me. Oh my God. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, keep going. No stopping now. You know what you need to do. Drive it into me as deep as you can. Oh, make me a mother. Oh, make yourself a father. Then you'll never leave me. You'll be mine forever. All mine. Doesn't that sound beautiful? Isn't that what we've always wanted? God, I'm getting so close. Give it to me. Give it all. Empty your seed deep within me. Come on. Come deep inside of me. Let it all go. Remember the rules. Give it to me now. Give it to me as I twitch and milk every last drop of cum out of you. That was... You were so, so good. I can feel your seed so deep inside of me. Now my body is truly yours. Yours is mine. Doesn't that just feel right? I love you more than life itself. I'm so glad that I could finally make you see that. And now I can tell my parents that they're getting a grandkid. Oh, God, they're going to be so excited. Of course, we'll need to get married first, but we can get to planning that tomorrow. For the moment, all I need is you. I love you, and I know that you love me, too.